This patient has a diagnosis of obstructive sleep apnea, not complicated. The BMI is high. His wife complains that he snores. The question is simply, what type of acid-base disturbance would we expect in someone who has obstructive sleep apnea? The important point is that these patients are chronic CO2 retainers, okay? And so CO2 is going to be elevated, and bicarbonate is going to go up to compensate. So this is a chronic respiratory acidosis with metabolic compensation, and pH will either be low or normal. Okay, so some students might make a case here and say, well, wait, I don't get it. Like, if CO2 goes up to compensate, wouldn't pH just be simply in the normal range? Sure, yeah, but there's only going to be one correct answer. So here, when we look at the answers where CO2 and bicarb are both high, we have to choose between an up arrow or a down arrow for pH, and clearly it's not going to be an up arrow. So our only correct answer is down for pH, up for CO2, and up for bicarbonate. Okay. A lot we can chat about in terms of acid-base disturbances. I think I should just mention that COPD will also have this pattern. Okay. So COPD, chronic CO2 retainers, same as obstructive sleep apnea. It should be noted that in acute respiratory disturbances, so let's say you hold your breath for 90 seconds and your CO2 goes up, your pH will go down, okay, because you have an acute respiratory acidosis, but your bicarbonate will not change. It's too acute to change, okay? So that's the main distinction. That's what differentiates chronic versus acute respiratory acidosis. It's not just subjective where we say, okay, yeah, chronic sleep apnea sounds like chronic, right? We can objectively say that in chronic sleep apnea, because the bicarb is high, that in and of itself is what tells us it's a chronic respiratory acidosis. Because if it were acute, our bicarb would be in the normal range. So that's all you really need to know for this question. I'll make others on the acid-base stuff, and we'll make sure we cover our bases accordingly. That's it.